Chapter 53, Mookie. Mookie drove the sled at top speed to the south, blasting its sonar ahead like a bugle. "Calling Haoki, calling Mookie. This is Huerca Pete. Come in. Verify, please." Mookie tossed his head in irritation. The ship was trying to reach him again. Mookie clicked the sled's transmitter on and tried to talk clearly. "Yes, what you want?" There was a pause. Then, "Mookie, let me talk to Haoki." Mookie barely concealed a laugh. "Haoki dead, killed by intruder. I'm chasing now. Tell Takata Jim I'll get him." Mookie's Anglic was almost indecipherable, yet he didn't dare use trinary. He might slip into primal in public, and he wasn't ready for that yet. There was a long silence on the sonar speak line. Mookie hoped that now they'd leave him alone. When he and Haoki had found the Baskin woman's empty sled, drifting slowly westward at low power, something had finally snapped within him. He had then entered a confused but exalted state, a blur of action like a violent dream. Perhaps they were ambushed, or perhaps he merely imagined it. But when it was over, Haoki was dead, and he, Mookie, had no regrets. After that, his sonar had picked up an object heading south, another sled. Without another thought, he had given chase. The sonar speak crackled again. "Huerca again, Mookie. You're getting out of Caesar range, and we still can't use radios. You are now given two orders. First, relay a sonar speak message to Kathajan, ordering him back. His mission is cancelled. Number two, after that, turn around yourself. That's a direct order." The lights and dots meant little to Mookie anymore. What mattered were the patterns of sound that the sled sensors sent him. The expanded hearing sense gave him a godlike feeling, as if he were one of the great dreamers himself. He imagined himself a huge katydid, a sperm whale, lord of the deep, hunting prey that fled at any hint of his approach. Not far to the south was the muffled sound of a sled, the one he had been chasing for some time. He could tell that he was catching up to it. Much farther away, and to the left, were two tiny rhythmic signals, sounds of rapid cetacean swimming. That had to be Kathajan and the upstart Calafian. Mookie would dearly love to steal Kathajan's prey from him, but that could wait. The first enemy was dead ahead. "Mookie, did you copy me? Answer! You have your orders! You must!" Mookie clapped his jaws in disgust. He shut off the sonar speak in the middle of Huerca Pete's complaint. It was getting hard to understand the stuck-up little petty officer anyway. He had never been much of a stenos, always studying knink with the tersiops and trying to better himself. Mookie decided he would look the fellow up after he had finished taking care of his enemies outside the ship.